NFL Network's top 100 players rankings is the subject of today's Video Ask Vic. Our question comes from Tyler from Great Falls, Montana. How can the NFL justify ranking a receiver, Calvin Johnson, at number 3 and put Aaron Rodgers at number 6? I can't see how a receiver even belongs in the top 10. What are your thoughts on this? Tyler, that's a fair question, and here's my answer. I have no problem with Adrian Peterson at number 1. He had a season for the ages, and I think it's about time a running back is the star of the league. Peyton Manning at number 2? Don't we know by now how this ends? I agree with you. I'm not big on receivers as high as Johnson is either. Tom Brady is certainly worthy of number 4 or higher. J.J. Watt is a difference maker at number 5. Aaron Rodgers didn't have the big plays last year that he had in 2011, but I genuinely believe he's the most coveted player in the league. And isn't that what a number 1 really is? Aldon Smith at number 7? What happened to the sacks late in the season? Arian Foster is a worthy number 8. So is Von Miller at number 9. But Patrick Willis at number 10 was a shocker for me. When did tacklers become stars again? Here's what really bothers me. No offensive linemen appear until Joe Thomas at number 28, and there are only 3 offensive linemen in the top 78. These rankings are loaded with wide receivers, and as soon as I saw that, it turned me off. Respectfully, I submit that wide receivers are, shall we say, in ample supply. The big guys are the ones that are tough to find. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman.